And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I bet many of you can remember nightmares when you were kids about being lost. Bad stuff. I can remember one that I had when I was quite young. It's been 65 years ago now. And my mother and sister and I were in the theater watching a show, and they left the theater and left me there alone. It was dark. And I could hear them talking, and I looked out the door to see them on the street. And I tried to open the door, but it was locked. And I could hear my mother yelling for me and looking for me. And I was beating on the glass, and here I am, but they couldn't hear me. And I would wake up in terror. A few years later, I did a little dream work, and they said, well, you couldn't communicate with your mother and your sister. And that may be so, but I was still terrified. Still terrified. I bet some of you can remember a similar dream, being lost, separated. I went shopping with my son Mark years ago, and I think it was before they had malls. We were in a store, and he wanted a toy, just a little toddler. And I always kept a hold of his hand very tightly, and I just released the hand, looked at the toy, turned around. He was gone, wandered off. And I was terrified. He was lost. Of course, in a few seconds, I found him. But I can still remember the anxiety behind all that. Being lost. In Jerusalem, there's a place called Yad Vashem. It's a memorial to the Holocaust. It's a room dedicated to the memory of children. I've been there in that dark room where candles flicker, and over the intercom you can hear names, hundreds of thousands of children lost in the Holocaust. If you go to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., you see lists and lists and lists of names of people lost in the war. But there are other ways of being lost. A friend of mine came to talk to me one day about talking to his son, who was a freshman in college, and at that age, we know everything. And he was having trouble relating to the son who thought he knew everything and the father who wasn't quite sure he knew anything. He said, I felt lost. Can't talk to him. There was the lady who came to me and said, she was offered two jobs and I don't know which one to take. She said, I'm lost. All kind of ways to be lost. Sometimes being lost is a matter of being in the middle of a crisis. Sometimes being lost is just trying to make it through another day, one more day. This morning, some of you may feel lost. Whether how to talk to a son or a daughter about a job being offered or about retirement or about your health, feeling lost about what to do, feeling separated. The good news, as Paul read a few moments ago, is found in Isaiah. When he spoke to a people living in exile, people who were lost, displaced, separated from their families in many cases. And he reminds these exiles that their true home is with the one who created them. Their true home is with God the Father, who created them through love and sustains them through love. In Isaiah 40:26, he reminds folks that seem to be lost that they are never lost. No one is missing. And the Creator who brought you into being, he says you are not lost, nor will you ever be lost. It's a beautiful message in Isaiah. Wonderful words of salvation, assurance, of strength. Did you hear those words? They who wait on the Lord shall, not maybe, or kind of, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. The Lord can lift us up from our despair, from being lost. In today's gospel reading, Jesus got lost, the disciples thought. He had been in Capernaum healing the sick, driving out demons, ministering to people all through the day. And early the next morning, he got up and went to a deserted place to refuel, I think, to rejuvenate. And the disciples thought he was lost. They got up the next morning for breakfast and looked around. He wasn't there. They finally found him and said, "Where have you been? Everybody's looking for you." And I think the response of Jesus is very important for you and me. Because you see, Jesus had a focus. He had a mission in mind. He had the plan of God in his head, in his soul. And he would not allow others to set his agenda. He would not allow other people to blur his focus. And he said, "We're not going back to the other town. We're not going back to Capernaum. We're going on to the next town. Because that's what I came to do." So he was not lost. And so they went, and the word continued to spread. The healing and the casting out demons, and so it continues today. You and I, who seem lost sometimes, hear the word of God that Jesus loves us and God loves us and we are not lost. And the word brings healing and wholeness to us all. We discover that we're not lost after all. The one whom God sent has already found us. God is our strength for living the abundant life that we heard spoken of in the scripture today. The abundant life. And the words of Isaiah should ring in our hearts and in our minds this coming week. Those that wait, that rely on the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. Thanks be to God. Amen.